This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free Talk Live, Sportfest 2018, that's where we're at. We're at Rogers Campground. Beautiful location, great people so far, and I would say a higher turnout so far this year than last year, and we're expecting more people to show up today and tomorrow, so it should be a great weekend here, and it arguably already is, as joining you from our remote studio at RV site number 45 at Rogers Campground, it's Ian,
Mark,
and Daryl.
Daryl back on the mic here as we continue. Mark, you were away this morning when Daryl and I started doing the show. You were actually at the Republic of Indian Stream.
I was on my way back. I was up at 6:30 this morning.
Yeah, I noticed you were up. When I took Jazzy out this morning, bright and early, your car was gone. I'm like, where is he?
Yeah. Well, I told y'all I was going to find the Republic of Indian Stream.
But you didn't say when you were going.
Wait, I said tomorrow.
You found it?
No one said, I'd like to go. So no one needed to know when I was leaving.
Nobody
cared. Right.
Oh, yeah, Mark's going off on one of his midlife crisis adventures.
Right.
Good luck.
I was mildly interested, but since you didn't give any kind of time frame, I didn't know.
Well, you didn't express any kind
of interest.
You
also didn't say, hey, guys, I'm going to the Republic of Indian Stream. Would anyone like to go along?
Well, if I'm talking about it, I presumed that I was making that offer already.
All right.
I presumed if you wanted to go.
I'm going for a 9-mile run tomorrow. I don't think anybody's wanting to go with me.
If I wanted to go on a 9-mile run,
with
I would say, Daryl, can I go?
Okay, you guys are both yelling at the same time, so I don't know what just was
apparently Daryl needs an embossed invitation to go someplace.
Okay, but what is the Republic of Indian Stream? You said you found it. Does that mean it had not been found previously?
Oh, no. Other people found it.
It's a non-existent, previously unrecognized, independent constitutional republic.
Is this like between some rivers? So wait, is this like the kind of thing where one dude strikes down a flag in his land?
No, this was the whole community voted on this.
Really?
So here's what happened.
When
the Revolutionary War.
Okay.
And the Treaty of Paris is written. Britain and the United States, they retreat to their particular areas. Britain to the north and the United States to the south. Right. And they have to come to a conclusion as to what the demarcation is between their lands. Part of that demarcation is a little hazy in the Treaty of Paris. That haziness causes a lot of consternation for the people who are in the area called, at the time, Indian Stream. So the Connecticut
named
River...
named after one of the streams.
One of the streams at the headwaters of the Connecticut River.
Okay.
So there's, on one end, Indian Stream, and on the other there is Hall Stream. Is that right? And they all come together. There's four of them all that come together to form the Connecticut River.
And there are also four lakes, three of them called, the first one is First Connecticut Lake, Second Connecticut Lake, Third Connecticut Lake, and then there's another one that I forget what the name of it is.
Yep.
Lake. Confusion about the interpretation of what was the northwesternmost head of the Connecticut River.
Right, because there's two words included north and northwest, right? So,
yes.
So there was a river that was more north, and there was a river that was more west.
Yes.
Right, so, I'm sorry, a stream. There was a stream that was more north and a stream that was more west. So the stream that was more north was farther to the east, but the stream that was more west is farther to the south.
Okay, but wait.
Its headwaters.
What's the difference between a river, a stream, and a creek?
I know the difference between a creek and a brook is a brook.
There's
is
actually
seasonal.
A YouTube video that you can go to that explains all of the differences between all kinds of bodies of water,
okay,
including sounds, bays,
fjords,
yeah, all kind of anything you can think of.
So a stream is less than a river, I presume.
Yes. In this case,
but maybe more than a creek.
Well, okay. So the only thing that there
is creek.
The fact is that any term that is created, someone will use incorrectly. All right. So in this case, we're only going to talk about the Connecticut River and its four streams that come together.
I see.
And in this case, Indian Stream is the piece of land that's between the farthest east and farthest west headstreams of the Connecticut River.
Okay.
And this, you know, rural New Hampshire, there's nothing unusual about it from the standpoint of, you know.
Or is it southern Quebec?
No, right. Well, that was really the argument.
Do the streams originate from, springs?
Well, I don't know. I tried to go find the headwaters of one of them, uh-huh. and it was really kind of like Deliverance without all the people. It was horrifying. I was in my little Honda Civic, and I was getting farther and farther into the woods on a road that became less and less tenable as time went by.
Oh, my.
You know, if I hadn't turned around, at some point I'd have been stuck on a
and
rock.
And there are some places to where the stream only begins when all of the snow melts.
That's right.
And then once all the snow melts, there's no more stream, but there's
like
still
creek.
The river.
That's a brook.
Okay, well, anyway, go ahead with your story.
Yeah. So, I did manage to see while I was deciding, maybe I shouldn't take a standard front-wheel drive automobile down a old country road. By the way, it eased me into it. First, it was a two-lane dirt road with houses on the side. Then the houses became more and more sparse. The thing narrows down. Pretty soon, you're going over a bridge that has no railing on it. And
We are talking about a place where the population in 1832 of about 300 people has remained about 300 people.
I wouldn't know how many people are in now the town of Pittsburgh, New Hampshire, but yeah.
It's not a lot.
It isn't a bunch. So anyway, on the way back, hightailing it out of there, when I began
as
to hear
as fast as you could in your little electric car.
Yeah, it's electric. The little banjos were playing and all that stuff. I did see two moose on the way. It's just walking down
the
road.
I've never seen a moose.
Well, if you'd have been clear, you'd have been seen some moose this morning. And anyway,
so they didn't walk in front of your car like the last moose.
No, these moose were jogging down the road ahead of me, and I decided to slow down. So
were they Scottish doing a fandango?
They weren't.
Okay.
So finally, I get the right turns. I get downtown. I find the area that they call where they have all the historical stuff, and you know, there's a little button you push, and you hear the play in either English or French, and you get to hear about the somebody role playing as, I don't know, some guy who set up the Indian Stream Republic, and it was worth the drive as far as I was concerned. But there wasn't even a cafe in town. It was a gas station trying to pass itself off as a cafe.
So is this in New Hampshire?
Yeah.
But it's a separate country?
New Hampshire is the only state that I know of that currently contains its own, Hawaii, its own former sovereign republic.
Former, okay. So it didn't work out.
Well,
correct. So from 1832 to 1836 is when the Republic of Indian Stream claimed to be an independent republic.
Okay.
And there's also parts of Florida that have claimed to be like the Republic of West Florida that's now split between Florida and Alabama. So there are other places other than New Hampshire and Hawaii. Yeah, so what really caused the independence of Indian Stream wasn't the confusion about, is this Canada, is this the U.S., everybody leaves it alone. What caused the confusion, or what caused them to declare independence, is when both Canada and the U.S. claimed, this is part of us. Mm. And we're taxing both of you, and our lawmen are enforcing laws.
It was mainly the tariffs. Oh, you want to be your own sovereign place? Well, here's some tariffs for you. How you like that? And this is one of the reasons I don't support secession as a concept,
the tariffs,
because they're not going to make it easy on you.
The tariffs is what led Indian Stream to ultimately wind up accepting annexation formally from New Hampshire. What caused their independence was when you had lawmen from New Hampshire and lawmen from Canada arresting the same people for the same crime.
Wow.
And they were like, wait a second, we don't want either one of you here, screw off, we're independent
now. In some cases, those crimes were simply having the idea of being a sovereign nation. So the advantages of being a sovereign nation stuck between two large ones wasn't showing itself and probably wasn't going to show itself. They felt themselves to be more New Hampshire Granite Staters than they did Quebecians or whatever. Although when I stopped off at the local diner that was just the next town over, I did hear some people speaking
French
on the way in, and I felt like Western civilization was crumbling as soon as I heard that foreign language being spoken.
Well, French is written on the Welcome to New Hampshire sign.
Oh yeah,
it's absolutely. Bien vol something.
I'm being funny.
All right, we got more on the way here from ForkFest 2018, and I don't know if we got more on the Indian thing, but we've certainly got more to talk about from ForkFest, where you can go to forkfest.party to learn more about the event as we continue with Free Talk Live.
From the second letter of Captain Mark. Any pirate knows that commerce is communication. Markets condense oceans of information into a single price. Innovations in communication are circumventing the scrutiny of the crown. This signals a change in the coin of the realm. The crown uses digital currency to surveil, censor, seize, and destroy wealth at will, so pirate currency must protect us from this weaponized money. We need to move funds further, faster, cheaper, and without third-party observation, basing decisions on an accelerating flow of information. So pirates require nearly instantaneous transactions with no arbitrary limits on volume or artificial influences on fees. Most importantly, a pirate currency must preclude centralization. Otherwise, it will become another link in our chain to the crown. A superior currency will result in the obsolescence of the coin of the realm and the extinction of the crown itself. Trade above the grid. Join us at piratswithoutborders.com.
Imagine this is you. You're working late when you get an alert on your smartphone. Your motion-activated Blink security camera picked up something at home. You pop open the Blink app and see the silhouette of a man peering through your kitchen window. You dial 911 and the police roll. The job of a home security system is to help stop crime, which is why I chose Blink. Get three Blink cams for way less than the other guys, plus an extra 15% off. Visit blinkprotect.com/FTL. blinkprotect.com/FTL.
Cryptocurrencies are successful because of good technology. The liberty-loving voluntarists who founded Zencash in 2017 took the best tech, like zero-knowledge anonymity and decentralized autonomous organizations, and are creating a secure platform for money, messages, and media that can be sent to anyone, anywhere in the world. Zencash is a cryptocurrency dedicated to peace, anonymity, and decentralization. Find out more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutriMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is
Free Talk Live. We're at ForkFest 2018 at Rogers Campground. There's families here. There's other folks here. There's parties going to be happening this weekend. Daryl, you're throwing one on Monday.
Yes, sir.
Before the other party, which is going to be the final party of ForkFest.
And the party that I'm throwing is after the athletic event.
Correct, including a beer mile.
Yes.
And a few others. There are two competing calendars that I know of that people have created to show the different events that are going on here. One of those calendars is based on liberty.menu, which our listeners can go and check out over at liberty.menu. If you're a libertarian, a voluntarist, if you're a liberty-loving anarchist, and you want to promote the thing you do, the business that you have for others to find out about in the Liberty community, liberty.menu is the premier place to go and do that, and it's free. So there's really no reason not to go and do this. So I know that the founder of liberty.menu should be joining us at some point this weekend. I think he's coming up Sunday, maybe. But anyway, we'll keep you in the loop.
Something like that.
As that develops, go there. It's free. Use it. Put your stuff up there. Daryl, you're the number one submitter on liberty.menu.
Somebody's got to keep it going.
Yeah. And the last time I looked, I'm actually 1 point behind Patrick. Because
Ooh.
You get points.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And see, I think he logs into the site every day, and
you get
a point
for,
logging in every day, and I keep forgetting.
So liberty.menu, you should go and check it out and get your business or event or maybe your digital content that you've created up there. And if you want, you can use code FTL to get yourself Free Talk Live listener badge at liberty.menu. As we continue here.
And I wonder if he's going to get a code for ForkFest to where you can get a ForkFest badge as well.
I don't know. I don't know how many people would want to. I mean, ForkFest is still pretty small, all that said.
It is. But,
yeah, but I can tell you, once it's been around 10 years and it's gigantic, everybody will want to say, I was at the first one.
Well, this was the second one, but... I guess it's the first ForkFest because last year nobody called it that. So you could,
correct.
I mean, it just depends on how you name it. Some people are still going to call this one Somalia Fest. In fact, the Monday night party at Jim Babb's compound is the Somalia Fest wrap up party.
And the first Super Bowl was not called the Super Bowl.
What was it called?
I think it was just called like the AFL,
the
NFL.
You got to call it the big game.
And Rich Paul actually said last night that he predicts that ForkFest will become bigger than the Porcupine Freedom Festival.
Well, there you go. Somebody predicted something.
It could happen. I mean,
there was that guy that worked for that computer company that said that nobody's ever going to need more than like 640K.
That guy was Bill Gates.
Yeah.
Dave was still a guy that worked at a thing that said something stupid.
And he was wrong. He defends the statement as meaning that he wasn't talking about way into the future. He was talking about...
Oh.
Yeah. Even though he said
ever. The statement was like, we'll ever need.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. The statement is clearly the way it was spoken.
And look, bro, you got it wrong. It's okay. Everybody gets things wrong.
Right.
You know?
Okay. Oh, well, I mean, I suppose what you meant at the time is valuable. It's difficult to know exactly what you meant at the time, especially if you have a memory like mine. I don't
know. He was probably just a cocky young programmer at the time and, you know, didn't know what he was
talking
about.
He was more than a programmer. He was the president of Microsoft.
At that time, still?
I believe so.
Well, Microsoft wasn't what it was today.
Indeed, that's true.
At that time. I think they started that company in a garage, if I recall correctly.
Yeah, there's lots of companies been started.
I'm the president of a company from my garage. Congratulations. Anyway, here's a story from the Attorney General.
I was started from your spare bedroom.
Was the attorney...
Not a garage.
I guess it was started on the local radio station and then went to...
That's true. So the story here from Lex 18. This is Lexington, Kentucky. The story actually out of Frankfort, Kentucky, where the Attorney General Andy Beshear has filed a lawsuit against Walgreens on Thursday for its dual role, they claim, as distributor and pharmacy in allegedly failing to legally monitor its own operations that shipped and dispensed large quantities of opioids through its more than 70 locations statewide.
So basically, let me rephrase this here. The Attorney General for the state of Kentucky, or rather the Commonwealth of Kentucky, not that it matters, he is essentially blaming Walgreens for the opioid
crisis
or epidemic or pandemic or whatever demic you want to say that it is.
Right, as though they're supposed to stop selling opioids. Or I guess he's saying you weren't obedient enough, you should have filled out more state paperwork.
No, what they're saying is that, I can't remember what the name of the pharmaceutical company is that created oxycodone.
Pfizer.
Pfizer, right. Fine, I'll take your word for it. So they create OxyContin, right, and then they get their pharmaceutical reps to do lots of marketing to lots of doctors. The doctors then say, oh, well, this is for pain. The patient has pain.
You're in pain.
I'm going to go ahead and prescribe this.
Yep.
And then, you know, obviously the patient takes the script to Walgreens. Walgreens sells it to them. They are along the path. They've managed, so the government has managed to, all while being completely responsible for the drug war, managed to push off the responsibility onto Big Pharma.
Right.
Right?
It wasn't us. We didn't do it.
What he's trying to do is spread it out. Walgreens got some money. Let's go get some money.
Right, but mm-hmm. the weird thing here, he's saying that they're both a distributor and a pharmacy. What is a pharmacy but a distribution place for picking up medication?
He's using the term distributor to distinguish its pharmaceutical role, which is completely legitimate as far as he's concerned, from its role as a distributor of heroin, essentially, legal heroin.
Bashir said that.
And I'd like to point out, this is important for all those folks listening, is that the United States was built by people who had legal access to opioids.
Yes, and about 115, 116 years ago, you could buy heroin from the Sears and Roebuck catalog.
Yep.
And get it delivered to your door. You could get your syringes from the Sears and Roebuck catalog.
You could send your son down to the corner store and he could walk back with a bottle full of heroin.
Probably. I've just actually seen you know, the screen or the scans of old Sears and Roebuck catalogs where I know that you can mail order this thing.
Right. Sure. So somehow or another, our ancestors were able to handle legal opioids, but you know, the folks of today can't do it. What is generation failed?
Actually, that's not true.
Where did the moral compass of America go wrong?
That's actually not
true. Where did they begin to crumble?
Okay, that's not true, because according to the guys over at Law Enforcement Against Prohibition, which has now been renamed to Law Enforcement Action Partnership, they've expanded their mission and they're still a great organization, they said that the statistics are similar between the number of addicts, like, you know, bored housewives who are sitting at home all day.
The percentages.
That's what I'm saying. The statistics are similar.
But it's not the number. The percentages and the number aren't the same.
I don't care. Well, but thanks for pointing that out.
It's really important.
No, it really isn't. The percentages are the same, meaning that a certain percentage, I think they said it was like 1% or something like that, or 1.5% or whatever. It's been a while since I've seen the numbers, but this is, you know, former cops mm-hmm. who are giving this information that have these numbers on how many people before Prohibition were addicted to heroin and addicted to drugs and had a problem. Versus how many today? And they said it's about the same.
Agreed. So, and it wasn't that big of a deal. Families took care of it.
Because it was a personal tragedy, and that's how you handle a personal tragedy, is with the people that you love.
And you were allowed
help.
To go get medical help for your medical problem. You weren't thrown in a cage.
Correct.
For a medical problem. Oh, it's now illegal to be diabetic. Anybody that's diabetic, 15 to 20 years. No chance of parole. That'll fix diabetes and obesity, right?
I'm not sure that I entirely agree with the notion that addiction is completely a medical issue. I think that it's a behavioral issue on top of that. And but that doesn't mean that I think that law enforcement officers are the most qualified or even remotely qualified.
No.
Someone needs to show me the evidence that law enforcement is in any way, shape, or form qualified to deal with people's addictions. I'm willing to go ahead and say that addiction isn't entirely medical. You got a problem. You'll never be. It's just a chronic illness.
It's in your head. There's more coming up here, though. We'll talk more about what's going on with Walgreens being sued by the Attorney General of Kentucky over opioids. This is Free Talk Live. We're at ForkFest 2018. We're coming up.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
You USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
Paul Manafort is going to spend some time in jail for attempted witness tampering. Special Counsel Robert Mueller indicted him late last year on money laundering and conspiracy charges, and now he's being accused of violating the terms of his bail. Two Kansas sheriff's deputies have been shot at a courthouse, happening while they were transferring prisoners outside the courthouse around noon local time. The police chief keeping quiet about many of the details, saying it's a major incident. President Trump praising his relationship with North Korea less than a week after his meeting with leader Kim Jong-un, saying...
You know why? Because I don't want to see a nuclear weapon destroy you and your family.
Well, and by the way, you declared
I don't
want to
see, excuse me, because I don't want to see a nuclear weapon destroy you and your family. I want to have a good relationship with North Korea.
The president being questioned at the White House as they're pressing North Korea to denuclearize as fast as possible. This is USA Radio News.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from Resort Release, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get rid of their expensive timeshares. Once you've made that decision to get rid of your timeshare for any reason, Resort Release is offering a Better Business Bureau accredited way to legally get rid of your timeshare guaranteed. We guarantee to get rid of your timeshare payments permanently. Even if you've tried another company to get rid of your expensive timeshare, call now and see if we can help you. At Resort Release, you don't pay anything until you're ready. If you're ready to learn how to permanently get rid of your costly timeshare, make this complimentary free call right now.
800-455-7967. 800-455-7967. 800-455-7967. That's 800-455-7967.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, and you can join us if you want to come see us in real life. We're actually here at Rogers Campground at ForkFest. Go to ForkFest.party to learn more about the event. It's a great group of folks here so far. Small event, but it is only the second year of this decentralized libertarian camping festival. There's no tickets, so you don't have to worry about the tickets selling out. The only way this could possibly sell out would be if the campsites were sold out. And I can tell you, the Porcupine Freedom Festival has never done that. The campground can hold 3,000 to 4,000 people. Porkfest, I think, peaked out at about 1,700 one year, and I don't know where they're at this year, although I've heard their sales are up this year as compared to what they were last year. I'm sure we'll talk to Roger Paxson about that when he and his family show up tomorrow, I believe, as we continue here in the studio, remote studio, under our beautiful red tent. It's Ian,
Mark,
and Daryl.
We're at Rogers Campground. You can go to forkfest.party to learn more about the event, and we're here through the weekend, through Monday, through basically leaving Tuesday morning. That's the plan. Although, Mark, I hear you might be sticking around for some of Porkfest. You're going to be doing some speechifying at the Alt Expo tent.
Yeah, I've got a speech. We sponsored the Alt Expo, and we've got a speech to give.
So we've been talking about Walgreens being sued by the state of Kentucky for selling opioids. And the office holder, Attorney General Andy Beshear, said the company's actions flooded Kentucky communities with dangerous prescription drugs, directly contributing to the state's drug epidemic.
Well, I'd like to point out there have been studies done on what causes people to remain in the throes of addiction, right?
Yes.
I mean, there are addictive substances, that's no doubt. But that's not the end of the story. There's much more. And what it has to do with is largely hopelessness. People right. do drugs because doing drugs is better than living their life.
That's right.
Can we talk about the mouse experiment? For a moment?
Well, I was going to talk about the one with the humans being offered the crack cocaine in the hospital.
The human experiment's more interesting, I think, because
I didn't know there was a human experiment.
Well, let me tell you real quick, and then you can tell me the mouse experiment. So in the human experiment, basically, drug addicts were taken into hospitals. They were given the option of either A, would you like some crack? Medical-grade crack. It's really good crack.
Best crack you'll ever have.
And on the other side, we'll give you some money. I think that the money was offered at the end of the event. And basically, do addicts have the ability to stave off short-term desires for, long-term gain?
All right.
It had to do with the amount of money. As the amount of money went up from $5 to $20, the addicts
per
began
day,
to say,
per offer.
Yeah.
All right.
And they were there for like 3 weeks.
Right. They began to say, well, yes, I'll take the money. Now, at $5, they weren't so likely to do it. But at $20, they were very likely to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And this says that, well,
they would go without the crack.
Even addicts can go without their drug for enough incentive, for enough hope in the future.
Right.
Now, what I would say is that the Attorney General of Kentucky has created such a crappy place to live with all of his laws and with all of his rules and demanding that people live the way that he wants them to live, that they would rather get hillbilly heroin.
Right.
And live their lives of quiet desperation, slowly killing themselves with opioids, than to live in his state. He's just a greedy bastard trying to cash in.
The study was done by Dr. Carl Hart. That's Carl with a C, and Hart with an H-A-R-T. So for anybody that wants to look up that study and get a lot of detail, go search for Dr. Carl Hart.
Yeah, and the mouse study, what they did is, and most people don't realize or know that mice are social creatures. Meaning that when
they're mammals,
a mouse is with other mice, generally going to be happy.
They have a little mouse party.
Yes. So the researchers had these mice individually, and they had
country mice have hoedowns.
I think it was cocaine in some water or just regular water.
Uh huh.
Mm-hmm.
Free access. You have as much as you want. And when the mice were in the cages by themselves, what do you think they did? Go get the cocaine water.
Right. The same thing that people do when they're traveling out of town on business meetings. That's when the drinking starts.
When the mice
Yeah, but people do cocaine together.
When the mice were put together.
These are mice we're talking about.
The frequency of going to the cocaine water dropped precipitously.
Yeah.
And it goes back to that hopelessness.
And these were the same mice. The same mice that were using
as
the cocaine
I understand
water.
It. Yeah. It goes back to that hopelessness, the despair, the isolation.
Right.
So people wind up using these drugs to escape, and then that's when the medical, physiological thing happens, and you often hear people say, I want to quit, but I can't.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where, and I said it's a medical problem, and you sort of took exception to that, Mark. A dislocated shoulder is also a medical problem. You go to a medical professional to get help for that medical problem.
Sure.
It doesn't mean that you have this problem forever. Yeah, if you never get help for it, then your shoulder will remain dislocated.
Sure, dislocated shoulders, no one presumes are long-term, lifelong medical problem. But people do presume that an addiction is a lifelong medical problem. That if you are an addict, that therefore there is no getting out of being an addict. In the same way that I am a human, I'm not going to stop being a human at any point. And addicts, people are told
it's a victim mentality.
What you're talking about is a victim mentality. And
it's not just a victim mentality. It's what we're told. Right? People are told this over and over again.
Right. And if you believe that you're a victim, or in this case an addict, then you can hold that belief for your entire life and act that way. But what you're saying is you can change your behavior.
Yeah, it's all about
change
behavior.
Your beliefs.
Sure. That's it. End of story.
More here from the Attorney General of the state of Kentucky. He is suing Thank you. Yes.
He's... Not that it actually makes a difference.
It doesn't.
But to people that care, it makes a difference.
Since taking office, Bashir has been working to hold opioid manufacturers and distributors accountable and to find workable solutions to the drug epidemic. The lawsuit filed in Boone Circuit Court alleges unfair, misleading, and deceptive business practices by Walgreens for excessively distributing and dispensing opioids in Kentucky and for failing to legally report to state and federal authorities the suspiciously large orders it received for prescription opioids.
For those of out there that think that you're going to somehow cash in, that your state's going to be better, that your life is going to be better if Walgreens gets bilked for billions of dollars, I'd ask you what happened when the tobacco companies got attacked by the, you know, the governments and the powers that be. I'm not saying they didn't deserve, you know, repercussions for the lies that they told. I'm just asking you, what did you get? How is your life better as a result of the settlement with the tobacco companies? And if you're like me and everybody I've ever met, that no one's ever told me my life is better because of the settlement. Sure, the tobacco companies may have had less money. And sure, that may have resulted in less marketing or something like that. But I think that the fact is that they've gone and found different markets because the United States isn't the place for them anymore.
Right. Even if they can put Walgreens out of business, even if they can put Pfizer and all the other generic hydrocodone manufacturers out of business,
right,
that's not going to end drug addiction.
Just because Duane Reade comes in and buys the Walgreens stores, because you don't want Walgreens out of business. You need Walgreens. But taking millions of dollars from Walgreens for the fact that they were involved in the distribution of opioids. Well, so were you, Attorney General.
Absolutely.
Your state, the one for which you were responsible, created the drug war along with the rest of the states of the United States. But you created the drug war.
And
the government is responsible
for this. Does that mean that I can sue the U.S. military because there are army battalions in Afghanistan that are guarding opioid
No, pills? Only this flaming a-hole that calls himself an AG gets to sue them.
So what if I'm the Attorney General for the Republic of Indian Stream?
Give it a shot.
Bashir said he filed his sixth lawsuit in Boone County because of the large number of Kentuckians who have died from overdoses in northern Kentucky. He said, quote, "While the pain of addiction and loss of a loved one may never heal, I want to make sure these billion-dollar companies take responsibility and become part of the solution." And just what is that solution? What is he talking about?
He doesn't have a solution. If he had a solution, if the drug warriors had a solution, they would have revealed it decades ago when they started this crap.
I think he's got
their
solution of don't sell any more opioids. Don't sell any more of these drugs that we have listed in the controlled substances
you don't
list
sell
as
it.
Having medical purposes. Don't sell any Schedule II substances.
This is just another example of a lawyer trying to act like a doctor. Get out of people's businesses.
All right.
Get a real job.
We got more on the way here on the attack on Walgreens coming up from ForkFest 2018. It's Free Talk Live.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful, full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. It's Forkfest 2018. Going to be wrapping out day number two here on a beautiful day at Rogers Campground. Sunny, just great company, good folks.
I gotta say, I love doing the show during the day. It's just,
me too.
It's lovely.
We don't ever get to.
No.
Except when we're at Rogers Campground or at some other event, which we rarely, you know, leave Keene. So it's nice. It really benefits us, too, because we actually get to hang out at night, which we never got to do. I mean, we've been broadcasting from this campground since 2009. This is, I believe, our 10th year of broadcasting from Rogers Campground.
Yes,
yeah.
10.
It's our 10th year on the Talkers Heavy 100. We're now at number 27 and our 10th year at Rogers Campground. I remember celebrating 100 affiliates here at the Porcupine
Talkers. And Talkers Magazine celebrates us as one of the top 30 most important radio programs in America.
That's right.
And the Porcupine Freedom Festival treats us like pariahs.
Now, wait a minute.
Piranhas.
Didn't you get invited back to the Porcupine Freedom Festival this year?
The Alt Expo. I mean, it is in its name, although I'm giving the keynote, in its name, not the Pork Fest.
You're giving a keynote at Alt Expo?
That's correct.
Awesome.
They're having a keynote?
Yeah, well, calling my speech a keynote. I have no idea. I mean,
Free Talk Live sponsored the event, so therefore.
Ta-da, keynote.
I've been to events where they have multiple keynotes.
Yeah.
And it just sort of, all right, so everything's a keynote, so therefore nothing is really a keynote.
So, you know, the Porcupine Freedom Festival, we're going to talk to the organizer, Roger Paxton. He'll be here tomorrow. I know he's going to want to co-host with us, so we'll probably have him in for the whole show, would be my guess. You know, he has been working in the background at the Free State Project to try to undo the damage that their board of directors did a couple of years ago when I was banned from this event and Free Talk Live was also banned from the Porcupine Freedom Festival. But you weren't. They said you could still go to the Porcupine Freedom Festival. You just couldn't do Free Talk Live there.
Right. You know, I, who have defined myself for a good portion of my life as a radio talk show host, mate, do my radio, which talk show, which has built the festival into what it was.
But there's
at least in part.
There's a rumor that the Free State Project actually only banned me for a year in their minutes, but they publicly stated as though it was a permanent ban. But if you actually look at the meeting minutes, it said it was just for a year. And so he...
It's really strange and confusing.
But so I
looked at the minutes?
He's Roger. You should ask Roger about this.
Why would I have to do that? This is a public organization, and their minutes are supposed to be posted on their website. Why wouldn't they do that?
I don't know. Maybe they are.
What do you mean it's a public organization? They're a nonprofit,
But they're wide open, and they propose to. They say that they put their meeting minutes online.
If you're 501c3, you're not private. You've got to show all your numbers.
You've got to show your books, but I don't think your meeting minutes are required to be
posted publicly. I'm not claiming
that.
This is not a legal statement, Daryl. This is a statement about an organization that puts their minutes online and proposes to be open to people. Anybody can join the Free State Project as a participant. You'll never be a member because there's only four members currently, but you can be a participant, and that organization claims to be transparent. How's that? Would you prefer that term? It's transparent, and it claims to have its minutes online. Why haven't we ever looked at this?
I don't care, personally.
Well, you must care. You're talking about it.
No, we were bringing it up as something to talk about here on the air, regardless of whether or not I am welcome back to the Porcupine Freedom Festival. I really don't care. I don't take it personally. You did.
You were personally banned.
Yeah.
Not taking it personally is ludicrous.
Well, that's your opinion.
Ludicrous is the rapper.
I'm here for the... He
has nothing to do with
it. I'm here in New Hampshire for the movement and of migrating libertarians here.
You're willing to ignore...
And I'm willing to work with people.
Yeah. But that doesn't mean that it's not personal. It is absolutely
personal.
But
I don't take it
personal. You were named...
Yeah,
that means
I know.
Your
it was personal against
games.
Me.
Yes,
but I don't take it personally. I don't hold a grudge. I'm still
taking it personal and holding a grudge are two different things. It is personal.
Whatever.
You don't hold a grudge.
Okay. Whatever. Like the amount I care is, you can fit on my fingernail. Okay, because I don't. But ultimately, I still have good relationships with all the people that voted against me, and I happen to know that that a couple of the board of directors at this time would like to undo that. However, that also means pissing off a bunch of people who hate my guts.
It's a terrible idea to undo it, frankly, because some decisions in life you just got to live with, right? And this organization made a bad decision, and not in what necessarily what they did, but in how they did it.
Yeah,
and. That's, that you can't always undo things.
Yeah. And so, whether they invite me back or not is irrelevant. We're having a great time here at ForkFest, which does not require a board of directors. It does not require a organizer. And therefore, it's self-organized. So people just decide what they want to do. And I think that's been working out well.
Yes.
Folks decided they wanted to go out to dinner last night. Some decided they wanted to stay here on the campground. Some hung out here at the tent. Others were in their camper or wherever it is they wanted to be. And right now, we've got the Expo tent going up behind us, and vendors are going to be showing up throughout the weekend. There's going to be all kinds of cool stuff happening here, so we don't need a central bureaucracy to have a good libertarian camping festival.
I think the central bureaucracy is a hindrance to it, in fact.
There's an argument for that. Now, they've got 15 years head start against ForkFest, so, comparing the two is a bit like comparing apples and oranges, but as Rich Paul predicted last night, he thinks ForkFest could exceed the capacity of the Porcupine Freedom Festival, which it certainly could. So, we were talking about this Attorney General in Kentucky. Who is attacking Walmart. He is...
Walgreens.
Thank you, Walgreens.
He might be attacking Walmart as well, but that's just not the subject of this story.
The Shears lawsuit alleges that Walgreens, whose 2018 second quarter sales topped $33 billion, failed to use its unique position as a pharmacy and distributor to prevent the flood of opioids into Kentucky. As a distributor, the company has real-time data regarding the exact amounts of pills, pill types, and customer orders for its stores, and is legally required to report suspicious orders to the DEA. The company has distribution centers close to Kentucky's borders in Illinois and Ohio. As a pharmacy, it's legally required to monitor and flag suspicious customer prescriptions, such as individuals traveling long distances to fill those prescriptions or doctors prescribing outside of the scope of their usual practice.
Right, so that would be, say, an eye doctor writing a prescription for, you've got chronic back pain?
Mm-hmm.
Have some opioids.
Yeah, and let's just point out that... Yes, these organizations get licenses, but in the process, the policing organizations out there are offloading responsibility to the pharmacies. Instead of...
Yeah, they have to do all their police work for
hunting down these bad, bad people that are using pain medication irresponsibly, that are destroying our communities.
Right, and one of the new myths being perpetrated by some people is that people are intentionally harming their animals, taking the animals to the vet, getting prescriptions from the vet for animal opioids, and then using those animal opioids themselves.
Somebody's bound to have done it.
Oh, somebody probably had done it once, but it's not this, you know, prevalent thing that some people make it out to be of... Like half of people
it's all
that are
the drug
addicted.
War. It's all the drug war. If you'd stop making it illegal, then people would stop doing these things.
Right. Exhibit A, Portugal.
Right. The fact, yes, heroin addiction is bad, but the drug war on heroin is far, far, far worse. The ramifications. Think about the waste. Just the waste economically. Forget about the lost and destroyed lives. Forget about the pets that are harmed. Forget about the, you know, distribution mechanism. Just the waste and money. But between having to have these, you have to get a prescription. You have to have a doctor say so. You have to have a pharmacist say so. You have all these police that are out there.
You have to go back to the doctor every time to get a renewal on the prescription.
Right. Without the drug war and without vice crimes, we could cut police departments down by probably 75%.
Oh, they don't want that.
No, the police don't want that. Not the brass. I mean, the individual officers can probably look around and say, I'd like him gone and her gone and him gone. But, you know, the brass, yeah, they need people to push around. Otherwise, they're not brass.
The brass are like the middle management?
Top-tier
people?
Top-tier management.
They're not the beat cops.
Yeah. Brass is, they've got these gold stars, but they're not gold, they're brass.
Bashir said Walgreens knew, or should have known, of Kentucky's exceedingly high rate of suspicious
opioid. This guy should have known what the drug war did to people.
He went to law school, surely he knew drug users, right?
Right. He went to college.
Yeah. No, no, no.
See, drug users.
The people that he knows, they use the legal drugs. Alcohol, tobacco.
No. This guy has sat
large
in a room
of caffeine
with somebody who smoked pot.
Absolutely. He's probably done it himself.
Yeah. Now, he didn't do anything
called
about
the
it.
Defendant.
He just didn't do anything about it. He just sat there like a bump. Or a smoking bump, one of the two.
So he says they should have known of their Kentucky's exceedingly high rate of suspicious opioid shipments and prescriptions and the significant correlating risk of abuse, misuse, and diversion of prescription opioids. This is the sixth opioid-related lawsuit that Bashir has filed. He's hit up Endo Pharmaceuticals. He's hit up three national opioid distributors, including AmerisourceBergen.
He doesn't
Cardinal
have to pay
Health.
For the lawsuit.
Yeah,
exactly. I mean, you know, if he loses, it's just the taxpayers. Yeah. And, you know, what's the big risk? In their case, it's... The lawsuit probably cost them $1 a piece.
We're out of time.
Tops.
Forkfest.party. Go learn more. We'll see you tomorrow. Free Talk Live.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.